new route has been agreed a few weeks ago. We're in the process of acquiring a small bit of portion of ground for a car park, and I have agreed with the landowner, subject to the restored access to the arch committee agreeing that they're happy enough, and we want to get the access and the car park as one package to apply for the funding for it. So we're waiting on the conclusion to that, and hopefully we'll get that very shortly.
You talked about funding, and those wheels can move quite slowly. Do you expect access to be restored, official access to be restored this summer?
I'd hope that it would be, and as I said, we have the access part of it agreed a few weeks ago, and I'm looking for a bit of ground for the car park, and I hope to apply for the funding all in one package for the access and the car park, because if we go separately, there's a chance maybe that one of them mightn't get it, and I think it's important that the car park has got down there as well. And the longer it drags on, the less chance it's going to be that it's going to be open for the summer, but I'm hopeful that the council already has an expression of interest and for funding for it, and the council is supporting this, so I'm hopeful that if we do get the go-ahead very shortly, that we may still be in a position before the summer's out to get access open to it.
I presume one of the issues that started this whole conversation would have been sort of insurance and liability. I mean, presumably if the council's involved in negotiations in sourcing funding, the council's own increasing public liability insurance then would cover this new access.
Yeah, well, look, the new access is going to be a more secure route for everybody going down to it, and so we're going to be more direct route, and it's going to direct people directly to the Great Arch, whereas before you went into over people's land, you didn't see the arch until you went over to the edge of the cliff, and you actually no idea until you come upon it where it was. But as far as insurance is concerned, it's going to be insured, it's going to be a gravel pathway, it's going to be fenced on both sides, and it's going to be safe and secure for everybody to travel down and up on to see the Great Arch, which is, you know, it is a good attraction down there, and has already been said that the lighthouse relies on it for people that come to stay in it. One of the things they advertise is the walk down to the Great Arch, and there's a lovely sight down there.
Do we need to assess other sites like this? I mean, because we seem to be dealing with these one at a time as soon as problems emerge. Do we need to, does the council need to look at sites that are being promoted, that are being flagged as fantastic things to come and see in Donegal, but are requiring sort of almost the goodwill and favour of landowners? Do we need to make sure there aren't many more cases like this? And if there are, to get on it now and cover it now rather than dealing them in such an ad hoc way?
Well, I'm glad you've asked that question, Greg, because it's an issue. I see it becoming a huge issue in this county as more and more tourists come to the county, and I do believe because of Slieve League, because of Fannett Lighthouse, because of Glen Vey, because of Malin Head and various other attractions, that we're going to have a lot more visitors to the county and tourists. And as you say, local landowners begin to see more people using their land and become afraid of what may be down the road as far as liability is concerned, we could see more issues like this arising. And as we're urging on the council, I already have talked to the council on it, and I'm urging the council to come up with some kind of policy that when these disputes do arise, there is a liaison officer available to go and try and sort them out before they get like the way this one has ended up in Fannett, out of hand. And unfortunately, people fall out over the head at it.
And I don't know if you sort of maybe have one eye there on the media and maybe some councillors speaking in the media or some people writing the... But a lot of this campaign, a lot of the outrage was on social media, was started on social media by people who were affected by this too. So, you know, there's new ways now as well of sort of people venting their anger, and maybe the mediator you talk of could work in that regard too. But as I say, you know, a lot of this happened organically from the ground by people that were affected. It's not just opinion pieces or articles or interviews in the media that sort of rattled the cage?
No, well, look, as you say, social media is a big part of playing it. And unfortunately, there's things said on social media which is not true. And people believe it when they see it wrote up there, and then they start joining in and agreeing with what's been said. And on this occasion, anyway, there was things put up there that is not true. And unfortunately, as I said, it has led to the dispute that we've seen. And look, I'm a very hopeful and positive at this stage, Greg, that we're coming to a conclusion as far as this is concerned.
If you're talking about a different access route the way you've described it, you're talking about a car park, something quite positive could have come out of a rather negative situation. So,
Yeah, well, look, if we do get something positive out of this, hopefully people will see there is another avenue, and the council will have a liaison officer in place to deal with the likes of these disputes in future, and they will see the benefits of working with the liaison officer, working with the local councillors, and hopefully it will not escalate into what we've seen happen here in Fannet.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. We'll keep our fingers crossed for this year.